Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm not too bad, thanks. Just trying to make sure every day doesn't feel a bit deja vu. How about you?
Definitely know that feeling. It seems like reading would be quite a good thing to help change that up a little bit. Have you been doing quite a bit of reading over lockdown, or just revisiting old favourites?
Yeah, I've been doing lots of reading over lockdown. Yeah, a mix of like revisiting old favourites and reading some stuff that's coming up. But a lot of comfort reading and watching for sure.
Nice. What are we talking about this morning?
So today I'll be reviewing What's Strange Paradise by Omar Alakab. And it's a story that looks at, so I think this is based on the story of the three-year-old refugee who washed up on the beaches of Greece. Mm. And this tells the story of nine-year-old Amir, who's a Syrian refugee who survives this quite treacherous ship journey from Damascus to Greece. And he's aided by this really cool young teenager, Vanna, who's Greek. And they don't share a language, but they share a sense of humanity. And for a book that I think is about a political subject, it doesn't really pose a lot of political questions or a lot of political answers. It really just tells like the humanity and the reality, I think, of the journey of, leaving your homeland under crisis. So the opening scene is, I think Omar Alakab is such a clever writer. I think if you enjoyed Summer or Spring by Ellie Smith, I think this is really the book for you. The opening scene is so eerily quiet, and it just opens up with Amir waking up on a sunny day on this beach, and before he can really understand the tragedy and the death that's happening around him, as all these bodies have washed up onto the shore and he's the lone survivor, he's like trying to figure out how to survive and what to do next. And I thought that was just a really fascinating insight into how you don't even have time to process like the traumatic things happening to you right then and there. But it also shows the real danger of the journey, which I think adds another layer of like understanding to the sense of urgency and real existential crisis that people are going through in order to make these journeys. So like from getting from his hometown to Damascus is one treacherous leg of the journey, and then from Damascus to the ship, from the ship to Greece. It was really hard not to think about like the recent news of Afghan passengers holding on to the wings of planes. But then there are also really beautiful moments in this, like Vanna, who's this Greek teenager, she has like this quite extraordinarily like quiet sense of like morality, like to her just recognizing the need to help Amir is like this ordinary kindness for her, and their relationship is really beautiful, and he finds like, you know, there are definitely people in the book who offer him help navigating these quite difficult systems of bureaucracy once he's even in Greece, but I think it's a really incredible and powerful book that looks at the crisis but doesn't offer like a neatly packaged answer.
I think that's quite amazing, because when you write about something like that, often some writers can fall into that trap of trying to explain it or have an answer to it, which is a difficult thing to do, you know. If there were, you know, ways to talk about this that get people to understand humanity, seems to be a really interesting angle as a writer to come at a topic like this.
Yeah, I think so too. I think especially when, like, I think what makes it even more poignant is even though you see hope in Amir's journey, how he makes it, you're still left with, like, these echoes of like the voices of the dead who didn't make it. And I think that that's like quite a striking way to compel people to like remember that, you know, it's so important to remember, I guess, when we do the right thing that the
Comparing it to Ali Smith, is it quite poetic language or is it straightforward prose? How is it actually written?
It is quite straightforward prose. I think it's more just the sense of like the character of Vanna and explore it, the way that she explores humanity reminds me a lot of the way Omar Al-Kadhafi does. But his prose is like quite sparse. It's not very, yeah, it's not as descriptive as Ali Smith. Yeah.
It sounds like a beautiful book. Remind us of the name of it, Suri.
And that's What Strange Paradise by Omar Al-Kadhafi.
And I'm sure you can probably order it from your local bookstore, and then at level 3 you'll be able to send it out. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening at the moment. You can still order online, and then under level 3 those can start going out to you guys.
Fantastic. Well, it's always a good time to support local. So thanks for bringing us that book this morning, Suri. And I hope you're doing well in your bubble out there. And hopefully we'll see you in the studio in the not too distant future.
Thanks so much, Rachel. You too. Take care.
You too. See ya.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you very much.